guess that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
I may never sing again. McMonagle here with you on this miserable Monday morning. How's everybody doing? Yep, the weekend's over. Our baseball teams suck. The summer's half over. I don't know what we're supposed to be excited about. Football's coming back, I guess. 888-808-1019. We got Rami on the other side taking your calls for the next 4 hours till 5 a.m. and the warm-up show. And we'll get to the Mets as they lose 5 of their last 6. They lose a series to the Giants, who punted on the season before showing up at Citi Field. But we got to start with the disaster, the dumpster fire, the joke that is the New York Yankees off of what I would deem to be the most disappointing series I can remember in a long time. And I happen to be on Saturday, as has become our custom here on The Fan. And I got a chance to talk about that debacle that was Friday night. And I will tell you, that game and how it was managed, how it was handled, how it went down, and then watching how the team responded over the next 2 days. You go into that game. What's disappointing about this series, the obvious nature of losing 3 games to the Marlins, blowing the game Friday night, no offense the next 2 days, continued sloppy, stupid play, and everything else that goes in it. But what was most disappointing about this series is, and I still believe this, the Yankees had a really good trade deadline. The Yankees had a really good trade deadline. They impacted their biggest need. They could have gotten a starter, and now we'll see with Luis Gil's first performance. I'm not going to go crazy about his season debut, but obviously not good. And they are still in, you know, Schlittler and Warren. And then Rodon, who was as culpable as anybody for Friday night's debacle. You don't feel very good about the rotation. But I still believe the pitchers they brought in to help the bullpen are going to help the bullpen. It was one bad outing. Ryan McMahon had a miserable game in the back end of the series. He did come through with a big-time hit that you thought might win them the game on Friday night, and he's been great overall. But I do think this Yankee team that went into the trade deadline with so many holes, went into the season without a third baseman, but went into this trade deadline with so many holes, and I thought Brian Cashman and company did as good a job as you could possibly do filling the holes, and there was some enthusiasm with the team heading into this series in Miami. They had won 3 in a row against Tampa, and Tampa's not very good, and they were literally handing players over to the Yankees mid-series, and they were selling and buying. Weird how they handled it, but that's not my problem. But Tampa Bay is in the American League East. And the Yankees can't play anyone in the American League East or win any games against anyone in the American League East. And without Aaron Judge, over this span, we knew it was going to be important to win these games. It was going to be important to keep afloat. It was going to be important to score some runs. And the offense explodes. They win 3 straight games. They have that crazy comeback against Tampa Bay on a game where they made a ton of mistakes in that night as well. Hello, Wells. Not knowing how many outs there are. But coming off 3 in a row, addressing the trade deadline in the manner in which they addressed it, the enthusiasm heading into that series, looking to now make a statement and try and get back into this division as the Toronto Blue Jays were faltering and losing 3 out of 4 to Baltimore and losing that first night against Kansas City. And they come out and jump out to a 6-0 lead. And you felt like maybe the worm has turned. Maybe this team, and before that, Howley, I forget, they also got rid of Marcus Stroman, which I thought was more of the, like, that was a sign of handling things differently and treating it with an urgency. And Brian Cashman was on with the afternoon show, Evan and Tiki, and he talked about the Marcus Stroman decision and how it's literally based on helping them win games against Miami. and how it's based on this one turn through the rotation and where they are, and it just didn't make sense where they were to keep Marcus Stroman, despite the money they pay him, despite the idea that you never know with the starting rotation and Luis Hill coming back. Instead of sending down Schlittler or figuring it out and keeping Stroman on the roster and doing something that made them worse, they decided to show urgency, do the right thing with the roster, and cut Marcus Stroman. Not that I have anything against Marcus Stroman. I thought he pitched fairly well since coming back from the injury. But he's non-competitive against good lineups, and it was time to move on from him, considering what else they had. And they did it. The trade deadline, 3 in a row. The right move with Marcus Stroman, heading into that game with a 6-0 lead, then a 9-4 lead. And you watch the game blow up, and I talked about this on Saturday, watching Aaron Boone, in my mind, make the worst decision he has made all year, by going to Duvall in the 9th, when it was clear, despite their best efforts of staying away from Hill and from Weaver and from Williams, and I understood that going in, it made sense. They're exhausted. They've had to pitch so much because the rest of the bullpen sucks. You just got an influx of relievers who haven't really pitched all that much because they knew they were being traded. So, hey, let's save our guys. Give them a night off. And use our new arms, especially now that we have a 6-run lead and a 5-run lead. That all makes sense. But when you watch Bird pitch the way he pitched, you watch Bednar pitch the way he pitched, you had to win that game. Toronto had lost. You can't blow a game where you score 12 runs. You can't come back, have Volpe hit a big-time home run to tie the game, score 2 runs in the 9th. Have a decision where you pinch run for Caballero. He steals second base. You get the base hit. You take the lead. Volpe adds with the double. That's a game you have to win. And I talk about urgency, and I'm going to talk about urgency a lot here, because the manager showed none of it in that spot. It was more important with now 50 games left, or 51 or 52, whatever it was Friday night. It was more important to make sure Weaver and Williams got their rest than it was to win the game. It was more important to stick to their guns and stick to their plans than it was to win the game. Because you can't tell me in that moment you want to throw Duvall into his first time in a Yankee uniform in the 9th inning of that wacky game after both other relievers came in and blew the game. You can't tell me that was what's best. That was lack of urgency to win the game. They stuck to the plan, and I get it. Hey, it's the Marlins, bottom of the order. Duvall was the closer in San Francisco. It's a 2-run lead. Go out there and get outs. I get it. In that spot, you have to go to a guy you trust who's done it for you. And if Weaver blows the game, then Weaver blows the game. If Williams blows the game, then Williams blows the game. And that's certainly on the table. Let's not make any mistake. I know, you know, it's not just because he would have went to someone else, they would have won. God knows. But I know we talk about all the mistakes, and I know Aaron Boone is under fire because of drop of Jazz trying to make a play on a pop-up, which is absolutely ridiculous, and we'll get to it. And I know Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter are talking about, no one's held accountable. Our new favorite word, accountability. Thrust analytics and accountability are our new 2 favorite words in baseball to blame on everything. And that's fine. And I'm not trying to defend Aaron Boone. I don't put as much emphasis on the manager for dumb plays on the bases like that. I don't. I know many of you do. We can differ about it. We can argue about it. It's pointless at this moment because I'm not worried about the mistakes and pulling Jazz off the field or anything else. What I'm worried about, and people always ask me because I don't think I'm a Boone shill. I play into it sometimes, have some fun here on the radio because this is fun. And I'm a Yankee fan. I think Aaron Boone has done a fairly good job throughout his career here as the Yankee manager. I defend him sometimes because I think he gets blamed for everything that happens, and I don't think it's always his fault. But people ask me, what is finally going to take for you to think Aaron Boone needs to be fired or move on or whatever? And I always say wins and losses and whether or not he's lost the team. And has he overachieved or underachieved? And I've looked at his career, and I've always said, for the most part, he's never underachieved. 2018, they won 100-plus games, lost to the Boston Red Sox, who went on to win a championship. 19, he lost everybody. Everybody was hurt. Stanton played like 17 games. Judge missed 60. Everybody was hurt. He was plugging with Gio Urshela and Cameron Maybin, and he won 103 games and lost to the Astros. 20 is hard to judge. Shouldn't have lost that series to Tampa Bay. Played a 60-game season. Hard to judge. 21, I didn't think they were all that good. He made it to the wild card. His ace pitcher didn't give him a chance to win that game. 22, all the injuries. 99 wins, division, lost to the defending champions. I haven't felt last year the first time he's had the real best team in the American League. He went to the World Series. 23, they were a disaster. 23, that roster was garbage. They had Willie Calhoun hitting cleanup. They had Jake Bowers in the middle of the lineup. That team sucked, and they were lucky to be over 500. I've never felt Aaron Boone has underachieved with the team he was given until now. Because I don't look at this roster and see the 23 roster. I look at this offense. And yeah, sure, they get shut down sometimes, less than anybody in baseball. They have less games where they score two runs or less than any other team in baseball. And I know they're a bully offense and they don't manufacture runs and all the other crap. This is a very talented lineup. Go through it. Go look at the names. Go look at their numbers. This is a good offensive team. The bullpen just got an influx of arms. The starting rotation has Max Fried at the top of it and Carlos Rodon, who's an all-star. This team is too good for this crap. And to me, it's not necessarily about the mistakes. That's part of it. I look at the mistakes of, like, not hitting the cutoff man, not having a man cover second base, letting the back runner also tag up from first to second and throwing to the wrong base. I put those on the manager and coaching. I do. Volpe throwing the ball into the ground, I don't. Jazz not getting back to first base on a pop-up to second base, I don't. We could differ on it, but I can tell you this. For the first time watching an Aaron Boone-led team, I feel like the message is being lost. And I feel like they are dramatically underachieving. And to go into this series with all of this optimism, getting the trade deadline, and I know that immediately blew up in their face on Friday night, and all three relievers, and then Caballero doesn't make the play in right field. Everyone who was brought here contributed to one of the worst losses you could ever see. And it felt like rock bottom, it felt ugly, and then the next day they come out, and there is zero urgency, they score no runs, they get completely shut down. And then they follow it up with another ugly performance, and yes, they face some good pitching, and yes, the Marlins have played very well and have one of the best records, if not the best record in baseball since June 13th. I don't give a damn. You don't go into Miami and get swept as the playoff push. And as much as I've said, Brian Cashman has as much to do or more with the issues of the New York Yankees over the last couple years than Aaron Boone does. Brian Cashman showed in urgency. Brian Cashman went out and attacked the trade deadline. I know he didn't trade his top prospects for the biggest relievers possible, but Bednar is one of the better relievers in the sport. Duvall's a closer in San Francisco. He went out there and attacked the trade deadline. He went out there and he moved on from Marcus Stroman. He didn't just, you know, couch it and say, well, listen, we have options with Schlittler and let's keep him. No. No. And the team responded with the ugliest damn game and the worst series they've played all year. That's my problem. That's my problem. I'm not hung up on Jazz should have been taken off the field. I'm not hung. Should he have been? Sure. Why not? The only one I thought for sure was on Vivas on the play in Atlanta, because I just felt like it was an opportunity the first game back from the All-Star break to say enough of this crap. Enough of this crap. But that's not my biggest issue. It's not. It might be yours. I'll take your call on it at 888-808-1019. I'm certainly not going to argue with you. But for me, and Ben Rice, will play some clips a little bit later. Ben Rice talked about urgency. That's the problem I have. And that is the problem I've always given the Boone hater and always given the person who's called me up and said he needs to go. I've always said there has been too much of the we'll be okay with the New York Yankees. That has been the one thing that I think that messaging has been gone on too long and too far, no matter how poorly they play. And I've pointed to the idea that typically they do. They come back. They win games in September. They don't blow the division. They figure out a way to still win 90-plus games and win the division and get to the ALCS or World Series, despite the lousy play in June, July, and August. But this series felt different, because they were coming off three straight wins again, against a flawed Tampa Bay team who was selling pieces. Don't get me wrong. I'm not throwing a parade for beating Tampa Bay three in a row. But we know the struggles against the division. No matter how good the Red Sox are, and right now they're better than the Yankees and have overtaken them for second place. And that's fine. I'm sure the Yankees don't mind it. And that's more of a problem than drop pop-ups or, you know, running the bases stupid or whatever else. I care more about the idea that they're not concerned that they're in third place, and it feels like that. But that series, to come off of beating a divisional opponent, and again, no matter how bad the Red Sox have been over the years, they come in and show up and play well against the Yankees. No matter how bad the Rays have been, they play tough against the Yankees. To lose that first game of the series and come back and win three in a row, attack the deadline in which they did, starting this next month and 2 months where the Yankee schedule is very favorable for them, you're watching Toronto lose 3 out of 4 to Baltimore. You see the Red Sox getting hot. You blow a 6-run lead and a 5-run lead, and then you give up the next 2 days. That's my problem. Where the hell were the Yankees to respond to that loss? Instead, they laid down. Instead, they looked anemic. Instead, there was no fight in them. And we have seen fight from this offense. We saw fight in that first game against Miami. We saw fight dating back to the big game, even though they lost it, to battle back and tie the game up at 9 against the Toronto Blue Jays. They did it against Tampa Bay. They did it against Seattle. This team has shown fight at times. But it's starting to feel like, and again, accountability, we can have the discussion. It's not my biggest problem. Urgency is far more a pressing word for me with this Yankee team than accountability is. And when people ask me what will finally do it for you with Aaron Boone, I say wins and losses, because ultimately that's what it's about. And I say whether or not he's lost the team, and I say whether or not he's underachieved. And up until this point, I haven't felt strongly enough of those three to be where everybody else is, or a lot of Yankee fans are, that he needs to go. He's a disaster. Today, as I'm doing this show, this team is far better than the way they're playing. They are dramatically underachieving. There are far too many losses over the last 2 months that shouldn't be. And whether or not he's lost the team, I hate the way they responded to Friday night. I hate it. And I know they love him. I still think they think he's great. I don't know if they've completely tuned him out. But they are not playing with a sense of urgency, and those two games prove it. That was an ugly series for a bunch of different reasons. These three games, and particularly the way they followed that bitter loss, you're looking for a team to bounce back off of that loss. And I know Judge is in the lineup. I understand that. And I know Miami throws good pitching. And Miami's not a bad team. They are now 500. They've had a better record in their division than Philadelphia for the last 2 months. They have a better record in their division than the Mets over the last 2 months. They have one of the best records in baseball since June. I don't care. You don't go into Miami and get swept by the Marlins after that trade deadline off a 3-game winning streak with the enthusiasm put around the team. You don't do that. That's my problem. I know we're going to talk about what Alex Rodriguez said and what Derek Jeter said. I'll play the sound. I know we're going to talk about the mistakes and the sloppy baseball, and that's all rolled into winning and losing. No doubt. I'm not defending him of that. It's just not my biggest issue. I put that more on the players than I do the manager. I know many of you disagree. That's Jazz trying to make a play idiotically. And I think that's part of it, too. I've talked about that. They're despite what they tell you, and that's like part of this urgency conversation, despite what they tell you, they know exactly what's going on, and they are tight as a drum, and they can tell you anything they want in the book. Why are you trying to make a play on a pop-up? Why would you even risk being out? Like, they are trying to do too much. It's in their heads. He has Aaron Boone has cultivated somehow an atmosphere around this team that both shows lack of urgency and they're tight as a drum. I don't know how both coexist, but that's what it feels like right now. And I could look back at every other season that Aaron Boone has managed, and I have felt like he's gotten pretty much what I expected out of the team. Sure, you'd like to win championships, and not winning them since 09 is not good enough, and Aaron Boone not winning one since he's been here is the longest tenured manager in Yankee history without one. Not good enough. I'm not saying that. But for the most part, I looked at the team and, like, could they lose to the Astros? Of course. The Astros are one of the best teams of the decade. The 2018 Red Sox went through a hot knife through butter through everyone in the postseason. Last year's Dodgers team is a really good team. They should have played better. But right now, this team is far better than they're playing. And that series was a joke. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. That's a frustrating couple of days. We'll get to the Mets as well as they struggle and lose a series to San Francisco. The top of their order continues to struggle. We saw Frankie Montas have another miserable start. The starting pitching, where is that? There's a lot of issues with the Mets as well as they keep playing this half a game up, half a game back rotational swap with the Philadelphia Phillies. But the New York Yankees just absolutely went to Miami and laid an absolute egg. And having said that, there's 50 games left. And part of the reason I'm so mad is because I do believe in this team. Part of the reason I'm pissed off right now is because they are better than this. I look at that lineup. I'm sorry. I know it's not perfect. I know it's not perfect. But look at the guys in that lineup. Look at their numbers. Look at the seasons. Look at how you feel about them. Trent Grisham steps up to the lineup. I feel good about him. Bellinger, how do you not feel good about him? Ben Rice, I feel good about. Like, I feel good about most of the lineup. Stanton's on fire. Volpe's having his best offensive stretch. Like, right now, this team should be a hell of a lot better than blowing a game where they scored 12 runs and then laying an egg and getting swept in Miami. That's when I start to question the manager, when I feel he's got a team on his hands that's far better than the crap they've put out there. And right now, that is 100% the case. McMonagle here with you as we take you all the way to 5 o'clock, 888-808-1019. Quick break. Back with your calls right here on The Fan.